Maximize the quality and profitability of your post-harvest grains. For less than 6 cents per bushel, Diakon DIGR provides long-term insect control by ending infestations and preventing rebounds. Bush Agricultural Resources LLC has approved Diakon DIGR for use by its growers and companies that supply its growers. Help protect your stored grains with Diakon DIGR. For more information, contact your local dealer or visit bugfreegrains.com.
All right, thank you so much. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and he is Tommy Grisoffi of Advanced Trading. Hey, Tommy.
Hi, Mick.
I wanted to introduce you before I introduce you as Advanced Trading. I wanted to introduce you as a Tommy Grisoffi father, who you sent your kids to school today?
They're going tomorrow, actually. So I'm going to skip the North Dakota Corn Growers golf outing to... witness my kids going to school, so make sure they actually go, right?
Who's more anxious about kids in the classroom with all of their friends, you or the kids?
Probably the parents. The kids, they have a very good cavalier attitude. I think they Googled the statistics. They realize they have a better chance of getting in an accident on the way to school and dying than dying from COVID. Now, that's the kids, right?
Yeah.
But my parents, who are 79, we got to keep the kids away from the parents now. So we got to shelter the old and let the young ones go to work.
Yep. Then the world is different now. But this week started off a whole lot different in the markets. Man, the soybean, there was some buying, not overnight, but right away about 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, Mick. So what's happening? Sometimes I giggle or chuckle, and I sound sarcastic, and I probably am sarcastic. But when people are like, why is China buying so much corn and beans and other commodities? Well, one, they need them. Two, they can't grow them nearly for as cheap or high a quality as we can. So currently the United States government is subsidizing the American farmer to grow high-quality, affordable grain. And the rest of the world, especially with what's happened in the dollar recently, and we could talk about that in a little bit. But with the weak dollar, the American grain is the cheapest commodity in the world.
Finally.
Well, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, good thing.
Yeah. So they need corn and beans to feed their livestock. They got to replenish their protein. But they love canola, too, both as an oil, and they got this little tiff going on with Canada. But they're also buying canola from, like, Europe and Saudi Arabia, I think. But those countries over there are making oil or canola feed from Canadian canola.
Oh, so you're saying the Canadians, the Europeans are buying the Canadian canola and then selling it to Canada, huh?
Yeah, same to China,
Or not Canada, but to China. So that's interesting. I know recently out of the Gulf, sorghum, which is, it's like corn. And we went $2 over the board out of the Gulf. So they love sorghum, non-GMO sorghum. They love buying that. And it's interesting. Mick, it's been a long time. There's probably young people listening this to us today. They've never really seen a good demand bull market. Now, we have plenty of supply. We're not going to confuse them with that we have too much. But when too much meets demand, with this weak dollar, our grains are on sale. It's just really amazing. And the way you could tell that, at least I can, is through watching gold and silver and other commodities trade. Gold hit real close to another record high today, just a few dollars away, 2060, and silver hit 2950. So a few months ago, Mick, you could have clicked on a futures contract and bought silver with an 11 in front of it. So you could have bought $12 silver. And just the other night, it hit $30. So you have to understand that commodities, although it's a big deal when you own them and they move up, in the big world of things, I said this on the radio a few times recently, the value of Amazon stock price moves more in a day than the whole 2019 and 2020 corn crops value. And you could take that for any of those FANG stocks, that Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, those stocks move so much, and the value of them, it's just amazing. And there's tens of thousands of stocks. And in the commodity market, we get so excited when we rally. But if corn, percentage-wise, saw anything like what's happening in gold and silver, I think your listeners would be really excited.
And every time the dollar ticks down just a tenth, people who buy billions or – work with billions of dollars, of just a tick or two down on the dollar means a whole lot.
It does. And we always think of things, and we are the dollar, so we always pay for stuff in dollars. And it's interesting to talk to someone from Canada and say, "Hey, you farm in Ontario. How you doing selling your grain?" And there's times they're doing great, and there's times they're not doing so great. So,
yeah. Hey, Tommy, before we run out of time, how do producers get a hold of you?
Give us a call, 1-800-664-4383, and don't forget we have a crop report on Wednesday that will probably or could move the markets.
The August one usually does. So, hey, thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Mick.
Yep.
Bye-bye.